1492, Columbus landed on these shores with golden treasure on his mind and what pleasures lie in store. When peaceful people are just targets, concubines and slaves, to satisfy whatever you might think you need or crave. On October's second Monday, for the past 200 years, we celebrate the arrival of a flood of bitter tears. It's an annual ugly insult to the millions who have died. Once you've knocked somebody down, do you have to watch them cry? So goodbye, Columbus, we've honored you too long. A navigator extraordinaire, a sailor brave and strong, but a human so inhuman as to wipe out a whole race. It's time we start remembering you for your proper wicked place. We've plenty to be proud of in our nation's history, without extolling scoundrels who wrought such misery. In just those Caribbean isles, perhaps 3 million died, including those who, rather than be slaves, chose suicide. Now I know I might not be here if you hadn't been here yourself, but I might be even happier, and I might be somewhere else. And America might have grown up freer and quite differently, instead of where we justify and celebrate slavery. So goodbye, Columbus, we've honored you too long. A navigator extraordinaire, a sailor brave and strong, but a human so inhuman as to wipe out a whole race. It's time we start remembering you for your proper wicked place.